This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka.
It was just a very close call. I had booked my flight much earlier, so I was pretty sure I would be the last one to be landing. But the current situation in India is pretty scary, with lots of people experiencing close to death scenarios, with the hospital beds not being available.
28-year-old Nivedita Manoharan returned to O'Hare Airport in Chicago Monday morning on the last direct flight she could catch out of New Delhi after 2 months of visiting family in India. The U.S. is restricting travel from India, citing a devastating rise in COVID-19 cases in the country and the emergence of potentially dangerous variants of the coronavirus. President Biden signed a proclamation late last week barring entry to most foreigners who've been in India for the past 14 days, with exceptions for legal permanent residents, spouses, and close family members of U.S. citizens, and some others. He said the CDC has concluded that proactive measures are needed to protect public health from travelers from India. New orders for U.S.-made goods rebounded in March, and business spending on equipment was stronger than initially estimated, boosted by robust domestic demand, though momentum could slow because of bottlenecks in the supply chain. The White House $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package and the expansion of the COVID-19 vaccination program to all adult Americans have led to a boom in demand, which is pushing against supply constraints. A mysterious explosion rocked northwest Syria on Monday, killing at least one person and wounding seven others. The activist said the explosion occurred as an armed drone flew over the outskirts of the village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. This is VOA.